although that adult wisdom, if we can use that way, is basic trust. The trust that Patrick defines in this paper, and Dennis Goulet talks about the basic human dignity, or the trust that one has in someone else. And that's a very sort of equal kind of reciprocal trust, the trust that you can do the work, you are complete. And Carol just mentioned that, it echoed in my mind two statements, one from Lloyd Colfax, the elder of the Dakar, who said that we're all fully paid up human beings. Now that is a cultural understanding, and that we grow up as children knowing that as a child is told what to do something, there's a basic trust that understanding will occur. Ivan Peterson from Chehalis also said a marvelously fundamental position, I think a cultural position, that every child is of infinite worth, and by extension all of us are infinite worth. Again, that means we're equal in this kind of trust reciprocity. And I think that's at the fundamental of human dignity and trust in this struggle of providing, whether it be help or expertise or, in a sense, a vision of the future. Because I think that's where Evergreen is, in a very special place. Yes, it's a state institution. Yes, it's a institution of higher learning. But I think many, if not all, are concerned about the future of this society. And so that there's a higher order, a higher order of institutional responsibility, not as the admission of things to the state or to the profession, but to the improvement and nurturing of both environment and society. That is such an order of business that is so powerful that it also empowers us, that we're engaged in that as equal partners.